Good night, everybody.
Happy Tuesday! Coming to you live, back live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. This is Ungoverned. Happy to be here on a Tuesday. I did it. I'm so happy. I did not say happy Monday because it's the first show of the week. I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to screw up. I'm going to say happy Monday. And it's actually Tuesday. I'm going to pull a Biden. Where's Jackie? I'm going to pull a Biden. No, that's not what we did. See Joe Biden today, their press release about the press conference outside of the courthouse said Tuesday, May 27th. Now, I have on many occasions gotten the date and the ticker wrong, but I'm also not the president of the United States who have thousands of people reading over, the accuracy of the statements. It's just these eyes, right? That's it. When I get those the ticker date, sometimes the ticker date is all off. Like when Chris Rose's interview ran last Friday, which I hope you all enjoyed, the ticker said it was a whole another day. So that's funny. Thank you to everybody. Good evening to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, and McGroin Nation. Happy to see you all here. Happy to be back live. It's another one of these weeks, folks. We're only doing two live shows this week, unfortunately. Two and two. Obviously, Thursday is a Newsmax day. Friday, Brennan and I are back on the road. Another event.
Another one.
This is going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully, and it's going to be a lot of travel days coming up. June is going to be very busy for us. So I'd appreciate it if y'all can hold it down. But we're here live for you today. We'll be doing calls with you tomorrow since tomorrow is the last live show of the week. Friday, Brennan and I are on the road, so we're not going to be able to make it. But we have an event. Nothing crazy. But it's something on Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Last Thursday, thatshowtonight.com. Head over to that website, thatshowtonight.com. Many people are saying that the press conference was the greatest sketch of the night. That's what a lot of people are saying. They said that was a good one. We had so much fun. John Rich, Michael Loftus, Jake Anarino, Brad Stein, Reno Collier, the guitarist, one half of Thompson Square was there. That was pretty freaking cool. A lot of fun there at that show tonight. Thatshowtonight.com. You can see it. It was a lot of fun. We've got exclusive coverage from our very own folks. Folks, look, here's the deal. You know our friend Matt of Color in the chat? Maddock, Matt Brown.
Oh, yeah, Matt O.C.
Well, Matt, he visited the Trump rally, attended the Trump rally.
Yes.
In the Bronx, right, in New York. I believe it was his son who was videotaping everything. Matt actually was doing man-on-the-street interviews at Trump's rally in the Bronx. And the reason why I'm coming back to this is that, well, that was old. That was on Thursday. It's Tuesday of next week. We're through the weekend. Memorial Day is through, by the way. Hope everybody had a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend. And say, why are we talking about the Bronx rally? Because I'll tell you what, something changed on Twitter or X. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Something changed, okay? The algorithm there is something different. More people are seeing my stuff, and a lot of left-wing people are seeing it. Let me tell you. Girl, don't even play. That's going to be one of my new favorite things. We got to get the soundboard back so we can add girl, baby, girl to that. The AOC. Girl, baby, girl. Let me tell you something. My name is Sal, and I sell auto parts. You need a spark plug, transmissions. We have the footage there. But the reason why we're going to it, and the reason why I've used this word in the title of the show, folks, meltdown. Listen to me.
What?
Pay attention
to
what I'm telling you. Do you want that old Monty Python skit, the alien. Do you want to lodge yourself like a tick under the epidermis? That would be the skin of the left. If you desire this outcome, I like doing it because they go crazy, folks. They go crazy. And they try to insult you based on how you look, you know? Like, you know, oh, you look like something out of Lord of the Rings. And I'm like, yes, but I hear very well. I hear much better than you do. I don't really care about all that. But it's really funny. When you, nobody's melting down. They go, nobody's melting down, you Trump Nazi coward, terrorist, insurrectionist. Really, all those adjectives, you're not melting down? So I use the word meltdown because that's a trigger word for them. Anytime you use the word meltdown, it is a trigger word for them. Now, they want to discredit. They flipped out over the Bronx. Oh, no. It was all white people. They were busting, right? Kathy Hochul called them clowns, which, by the way, De Niro called Trump supporters clowns today. I guess insulting voters, that's just the way they're going to go. So we got so many clips from that Bronx rally that I want to play. Matt posted it on his Twitter account. I want to play them. I've got about four of them, including a clip with a guy named Jedi. His name is actually Jedi. And he switched from the Sith to the Jedi. He's on the good side now. I can't wait for you to see these clips. These are great. And these make the left panic, right? CNN panicking over what potentially the verdict may be in the New York City trial. Look, folks, I got to tell you, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. But after hearing how the judge, Judge Mershon, right, hearing how he is putting his fat, corrupt thumb on the scale, I kind of agree with the betting websites. I think there's a really good chance of a conviction. That doesn't surprise anybody. But he did nothing wrong. It doesn't matter. The trial is in New York City. Okay? Now, is there a possibility that this jury gets hung? I think that's a good chance, too. I don't think we're going to see an acquittal. I just don't. I don't think we're going to see an acquittal. But a hung jury is fine because they're not going to retry the case. Okay? And a conviction will get overturned on appeal. The jury instructions are going to be ridiculous. This judge has influenced the trial. He's not sustaining any of the defense's objections. But I think even with all that, CNN is still freaking out. The White House is, we're gonna speak about the verdict, which makes everybody believe that, you know, this may be easy bake oven, right? They think that it's going to come out. They know what's going to happen. How funny would it be if Donald Trump, if there's a hung jury, the White House has this big press thing, you know, oh, we're going to talk about the court case and it doesn't go their way. Then what do they do? It's corrupt. What are you going to call? Wait a second. Could you just imagine if the jury comes back, it's hung, there's no conviction, right? And the left starts to accuse, like, Mershon and New York State court system being corrupt. Like, wasn't Trump under a gag order for saying crap like that? That will be funny. Hopefully that's what happened. But they're melting down over that. They're melting down over poll numbers. They are acting like a cornered animal. And I don't want you to believe that that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's sort of good because they're cornered. All right, we've outmaneuvered them. They are cornered, but they're still dangerous. And we know that. We know they're still dangerous. A couple of stories, too. Culture war type stuff. The illegal alien. I'll tell you this. There's a clip of Chuck Schumer. Charles Schumer. All right. A clip of Chuck Schumer online that basically, he says the quiet part out loud for us. He says the quiet part out loud about why they're bringing the illegals into the country. And I was told, folks, that this was a conspiracy theory, okay? The whole Chuck Schumer, they're bringing the illegals in to vote. I was told that was a conspiracy theory, but it turns out it's not. Chuck Schumer admitted it. And then this really crazy story out of New Zealand with a transgender person who was inspired to do something not very good for themselves by a YouTube video. It's funny. You can't go on YouTube and talk about the vaccine, but you can go on the YouTube and go on the YouTube. You can go on the YouTube. But you can go on YouTube and convince people to essentially do harm to themselves, irreparable harm to themselves, and not face any sort of problem. So we have that as well. Bizarre story out of New Zealand, and we'll get to that towards the end of the show. Before we get to all that, I got to get to a word from our friends over at Colonial Metals Group. That is colonialmetalsgroup.com, colonialmetalsgroup.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you see it on your screen right there. Many of us, believe that having a substantial percentage of our financial assets and future secured with gold and silver is a good idea. That's why LFA TV decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They will help you set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where you will have access to your assets no matter what the stock market or, for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. They've got a special offer for your audience. Click on the link in the description below or the special 800 number and you will receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. That is colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. Or the phone number is 888-688-1215. That is 888-688-1215 or colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA, colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. Next up is the LFA TV store located right here at the great LFA TV website. That's lfatv.us. And you can click on the LFA TV store tab. It'll bring you to the LFA TV store where you can get, just like I'm wearing, this beautiful LFA TV flannel shirt. We love them. I look fantastic in them. It doesn't mean you shouldn't get one just because you're not going to look as good as I do in them, because nobody's going to look as good as I do in them, but you could try, and I encourage you to try. I encourage you to pick up a shirt like this for you, your loved ones, have a contest, who looks the best, and then tag me in social media and say, I think I look better than you. I'm going to say, I don't think so. LFATV.us, click on the store tab, or you can go directly to the LFA TV store by going to jeremyherrell.com/store. That's LFATV.us or jeremyherrell.com/store. A couple of happy birthdays to get to. We missed a lot of time. We have some beautiful people. We have Robin McGroin. Robin McGroin is a terrible person. Just kidding. It's a fantastic person. We love this. It's a wonderful happy birthday. We had to say it. We had to pull the leg. Robin McGroin's not a terrible person. The fake news says Robin McGroin is a terrible person, but Robin McGroin is actually a tremendous person and a highly respected person and somebody who we happen to like a lot. We happen to like Robin a lot. And Gracie. Gracie's in the chat as well. Happy birthday. I think Robin's birthday was what?
Yesterday
on Memorial Day. So it was Memorial Day. We honored her fallen. Now we say happy birthday to Robin. And Gracie is today. Is it today's birthday? Gracie. 66 years old. You don't look a day over 65. I can tell you that. Tremendous. You're tremendous. Trump actually makes that joke. So happy birthday to our two birthday, I don't know, guys, gals. Well, one of them is Gracie's a gal, definitely. Folks, birthday folks. Here's the deal. All right. Okay. Oh, that tea is good. All right. I'll tell you right now. What do we got? What is this here? Who said something about who's looking better in the thing? I saw a comment in the chat that I'm not necessarily in agreement with. Let's see here. Hold on. They all think they're going to look better. Well, then buy a flannel, right?
I'm going to look
better. You're going to look better?
Than you.
No. Not in this. Most of the time, yes.
Yeah, you look better in the flannel.
But flannel is my look. You know that. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that. We don't need to play games, okay? We don't have to play games. Everything else looks better. Flannel, I look better. All right? That's the rule. That's how it goes. Brenna, do you agree?
Yes.
You agree?
Yes, all in favor say aye.
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 And Brennan, I have a question. Brennan's been on an unfollow rampage on Instagram. Ooh. And you were very animated about this before. What is going on?
All eyes
so
on
Brennan
Rafa.
Is, let me just, excuse me. So Brennan, excuse me. So Brennan is on Instagram and she stumbles into some of these really terrible algorithms, right? I mean, bad sometimes.
It's not even an algorithm thing.
It used to be ASMR. People eating all the
trannygram
food.
That oh, you I were get on, stuck on yeah, for a while.
You were on trannygram for a while. Now you're not so stuck in an algorithm, but you know this whole thing going
it's
on with just, Rafa. What's going
like
on?
It's like a trending thing now where you post this. All eyes on Rafa, and you post it on your story. And I've unfollowed probably 200 people, and it's just the numbers growing. I'm upset with it.
She's
right
not
now.
Happy. With
I'm
it.
So mad. I was telling Sean that they want to exterminate the Jews. But free Palestine.
But free Palestine. That's a watermelon, right? Yeah, watermelon.
Yeah, the watermelon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because stupid. It's the colors of the Palestinian
yeah.
flag.
It's dumb.
Dumb.
All right, there you go. Brennan's not happy. So if you posted anything about all eyes on Rafa, you got unfollowed by Brennan. I doubt you're watching this show, but hey, that's what's going on. So a really good time. We had a great time at Need to Breathe over the weekend. I learned about another new group that I happen to like now, Judah and the Lion. Oh, that's the name of that song. Long Dark Night, Long Dark Night. That's a great
song.
A song. I've been listening to it all day.
It's not a bad song.
It's a great song, but I listen to it all the time.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a great song. Anyway, let's get to the news of the day, folks. Let's make it happen. Folks, Donald Trump had the rally in the Bronx. The left is absolutely losing their minds. And let me explain to you what's going on. So he goes to New Jersey, 80 to 100,000. He goes to the Bronx. They're saying 25 to 30,000. And then he had the left going, no, the plane's only 3,500 people. That's not how many people the one area held. That's not how many people showed up. That's so stupid. This is what the left does, right? So if you are, let's go ahead and say this. Let's do this. Maybe something the left would understand. Basketball, okay? Basketball. You have a basketball arena. Right, where the Miami Heat play, Los Angeles Lakers, New York Knicks, Madison Square Garden. What is it, 18,000 people maybe stay in this arena? 18,000? Let's just say 20,000 in a basketball arena. That might be high. Okay. 20,000, okay? In a basketball arena. By the left standards, because only 20,000 go, that's the amount of support that that team has. They don't have more than 20,000 fans because those are the only people who showed up. So LeBron James is followed by tens of millions of people on Twitter, right? He's world known. Everyone knows him. Taylor Swift. The left loves Taylor Swift. If Taylor Swift packs out a football stadium for one of her shows and there's 100,000 people, is that the number of fans that she has? Only 100,000? No. There's people all over the place. People who couldn't buy tickets. They were too expensive. People who couldn't make it. They were doing other things. So the left of the, Donald Trump only has 3,500 people in the Bronx. First of all, that's what that one little area held. That's not how many people support him in the city. Other people have these things called jobs. A lot of people in New York City have to work multiple jobs because New York City is so freaking expensive. And let's see Joe Biden put together a crowd of 30 people, let alone 3,500. Let's see them do it. They can't. The reason why they're hiding behind the lawfare, the reason why they're hiding behind these, I don't know if I stumbled into a bot farm on Twitter or what, but these people are absolutely crazy, but they're panicking. They're swinging. They know that there's a problem. That's like that, the video of the Australian guy, Matt Wright. Tarzan's out. We have a problem, right? This is a problem for the left. They're watching Joe Biden crap himself in front of whatever he's in front of on any given day, okay? And now you have a leak. Folks, listen to me. Brennan,
Yes. What
do we call, we don't call this, what do we call Politico? What does Bongino call Politico?
Bullshtico,
right? Yes. Bull sugar honey iced tea ago, right? That's what we call it. Because it's a bunch of bull sugar honey iced tea. You have a leak that was obtained by Bolshko, right? That's bad for Biden. He said, what is going on? I love looking at Politico playbook. I love looking into Politico articles. They are hard left and they are freaking out, ladies and gentlemen. Freaking out, according to this, and I read the article on Politico. It's just long, so I don't want to go through the whole thing because I've got this, we have great content that we had to get through today. It's going to be great. It says here, the list of why we, Biden's campaign, could win is so small, I don't even need to keep the list on my phone. One major Democrat donor said, fear. What did I say? Folks, I got to tell you, I say it all the time. If you are watching this show, you are ahead. You are way ahead of what major publications, right wing, left wing, whatever, happens to say about the political climate. You are. I'm not here to pat myself on the back. I'm not here to tell you why. You shouldn't listen to anybody else. But folks, if you're watching this show, you are ahead. What have I been saying for the last couple weeks? The Democrats are panicking. They are demoralized. Did I not say that, Brennan? Have you heard me say that before? The Democrats are demoralized. We have to keep stepping on their throats, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're demoralized. They're demoralized. And they're telling us that they're demoralized. 2 weeks ahead of this, folks. 2 weeks ahead. 2 weeks ahead. You watch this show. If you're sharing it with your friends, you can let them know. You want to be 2 weeks ahead? It's time to watch Ungoverned, okay? Fear has seeped into the Biden campaign. Fear. Fear's bad, folks. You don't want to be running the campaign afraid. Fear has reportedly struck those in the highest levels of the Democrat Party over President Joe Biden's prospects in the 2024 election come November. Even some of those who had confidence the election would be smooth sailing for the incumbent have been worried about the outcome. According to over a dozen party leaders and Democrat operatives who spoke to Politico, anxiety has taken hold of many in the party due to poll numbers, especially results coming in the swing states. Quote, you don't want to be that guy who is on the record saying we're doomed or the campaign's bad or Biden's making mistakes. Nobody wants to be that guy. Hey, I thought Trump supporters were in a cult. I thought Trump supporters weren't allowed to criticize Trump. I thought the left said, you can't speak badly about your orange leader, according to Democrats who were involved with this failing incumbent re-election campaign with Joe Biden, according to Democrats who talked to Politico, which is a Democrat outlet. According to them, they're the ones not allowed to criticize their leader. Quote, you don't want to be that guy who's on record saying we're doomed or the campaign's bad or Biden's making mistakes. Nobody wants to be that guy, said a Democratic operative who was in connection to the White House. Biden's poor polling numbers just months ahead of the election, quote, are creating the freakout. Not my word. Not my word. When you're melting down. You're melting down. You're melting down. You're panicking. The sweat is beating up. It's all over you. Like, oh my God. This is too much. We can't win the election, but I don't want to say it because I don't want to get in trouble, but we can't win and we're doomed, but I can't say it because we're a Democrat cult. The Democrat operative said that this election is not like Mitt Romney might become president. He instead said that with Trump being elected to office, quote, the democracy might end. Ha, 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 my gosh. It is of note that during the 2012 election cycle, then Vice President Joe Biden suggested to a crowd with many minority voters that Romney would put them back in chains. Quote, donors ask me on an hourly basis about what I think, one advisor to a major Democrat donor said. He said that he has a running list of nearly two dozen reasons why Biden could lose and that it is so much easier to show them while they read it. I can pour a drink. The advisor then remarked, the list of why we could win is so small I don't even need to keep it on my phone. Biden campaign spokesman Kevin Munoz told Politico in response to the report, quote, Trump's photo ops and PR stunts may get under the skin of some very serious D.C. people as compelling campaigning, but they will do nothing to win over the voters that will decide this election. Okay, so you're now crapping on your donors and your D.C. consultants. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's not what you want to do. Folks, this is a freakout. This is a meltdown. I'm not saying it. The Democrat operative who spoke to Politico said freakout. That's their words. I haven't even said the word freakout. I say meltdown. Meltdown's one of my favorite words. Now, speaking of meltdowns, you had Robert De Niro. Well, can I ask the chat, does anybody give a flying what Robert De Niro thinks? Like, do you think anybody, even prominent Democrats, do you really think anybody's going to be like, oh, Robert De Niro said to vote against Trump? Okay, well, we're with you, Bobby. We're with you. Anybody think in the chat? We have three commies in the chat? Do we really?
I don't know.
Wait a second. Do we actually have trolls? They may have followed us from Twitter. Do we have trolls here? Ladies and gentlemen, everyone's saying they don't care about De Niro, which is good. Even prominent Democrats. And then I need another answer is, are there trolls? Because if there's trolls, we're leaving them this time. Because I want to watch this meltdown in the chat.
I didn't see any.
I want to see. Nobody cares about Robert De Niro.
No, Heather called him Robert De Zero.
Robert De Zero. Heather Osborne.
Yeah.
Robert De Zero. Heather, because you always call in, I'm stealing that.
Smart.
Robert De Zero. I like that, Heather. That's a good one. Robert De Zero. Let me plug. We don't care about him, but we like to laugh at him, right? They're afraid. They don't like being mocked. Let me show you Robert De Niro today. Robert De Zero. I love that. I really love that. I wish I thought of that myself, but I didn't, but Heather did, and Heather's going to have to sign that one over. We're taking it, whether you like it or not, eminent domain. It's going to happen. All right, Robert De Zero outside of the courthouse today. By the way, they said, it wasn't a political stunt. There were campaign signs there. Okay, fine. Biden-Harris campaign signs. Robert De Zero, watch this. This is just like what Kathy Hochul did a couple of days ago. She called Trump supporters clowns. This comes after she said black people don't know what computers are. You ever see these? Did you see these videos of the black people acting like monkeys near the computer? Because of what Kathy Hochul said. They're walking around like,
so
what are these computers? It's great. Don't take these and twist it out of context now. Oh, Sean said, no, these are videos of black people who are offended by Kathy Hochul mocking her as if they really don't know what a computer is, jerks. All right, not you, but, you know, there's some obviously trolls out there. Robert De Zero in front of the courthouse today. This is just a little clip, but I mean, this guy's mental. He's absolutely mental. Watch.
But this city is pretty accommodating. We make room for clowns. We have them all over the city. People who do crazy things in the street, we tolerate it. It's part of the city's, it's part of the culture. But not a person like Trump who will eventually run the country. That does not work, and we all know that. Anyway, we make room for clowns, to each his own. But no one takes him or took him really seriously. They take him seriously now, of course.
Robert DeZero. Well, you know, we'll make room for the clowns. We'll make room for that guy. But nobody cares about that guy. You know what's funny about it? Someone thought that was a good idea, right? Whether it was DeZero himself or one of these other people. Somebody thought trotting him out there. Well, it's a big name actor and he's a legend in New York City, Robert De Niro. Someone thought putting him in front of the cameras and letting him go off was a good idea. How do we know it's not a good idea? Remember this, Brennan, remember this question from last week?
Oh,
how do we know something isn't a good idea for the left? Who do we look at? We look at the mainstream media always, right? We always look at the mainstream media, right? We look at Politico. We look at MSNBC. We look at CNN. If the De Niro thing was a good idea, folks, they would be showing clips of it. They'd be having him on as a guest, and instead they're ignoring it. Instead, they are ignoring it. The Robert DeZero stunt. Okay? Look at this. CNN, MSNBC largely ignore the Robert DeZero presser. You know why? Because it was bad for them. Because they don't want to give airtime to comments that call potential voters in a blue area clowns. They don't like that. Even left-wing outlets, according to this article, without overtly admitting it, seemingly realized it was not the best look for the Biden-Harris campaign as they failed to play the presser in its entirety, instead featuring talking heads and other angles from Trump's day in court. Fox News, however, played the bulk of De Niro's wild anti-Trump rant for viewers to see. De Niro claimed during his rant that it was his neighborhood and that Trump is deliberately causing chaos. He says that Trump will get rid of elections, and he says, the country we want to live in, do we want him running this country and saying, I'm not leaving, he continued. Here's Robert De Niro, folks. Robert De Niro is actually making the accusation. And others, by the way, have made the accusation that if Donald Trump was elected, if he's elected president in 2024, he won't leave office. If Donald Trump is elected president in 2024, he won't leave office. Well, then why did he leave office in 2020? He was already the president once. He was already the president once. And he left. He left. He's not the president now. He's not in the White House. He's not trying right now to break into the White House. He doesn't have a cot in the Oval Office. Well, I belong here, but Crooked Joe, you know, the whole thing. He left. He left. Donald Trump will never leave if he's been elected. He left once. And he didn't think he should leave. But he still did. These people are crazy. These people are absolutely crazy. The last bit of meltdown. And folks, look, guys, this is something that the left, for some reason, loves to do. They love to mock voters. They call people clowns. Kathy Hochul talks about how black people don't know what computers are. I mean, it's insane. Right? It's crazy. Here is CNN on the prospect of an acquittal or a verdict that doesn't go their way. Watch this melt. This is a meltdown. This is how you know we have them cornered. They're still dangerous, but we have them cornered. Watch this.
Look, I think that it's very likely this is the only trial that we are going to get before Election Day. And this case is not a slam dunk, which means that Donald Trump may very well not be convicted. Acquitted is the worst case scenario for Democrats because then it's the only trial you have.
Oh, it's the worst case scenario for Democrats. Wait a second. Hold on. I thought this wasn't a political case. Time out. How could a verdict in a trial that's not political, how could a verdict in a trial that we are told is not political be bad for a political party whose opposition is on trial? Hold on. I thought this wasn't a political case. So not only is CNN admitting that it's a political case, but that the agenda and that the goal is to muddy up Donald Trump and damage Donald Trump politically in the court of public opinion with a conviction. She just submitted it on CNN. And she's saying, oh, I don't know. I don't know if there's enough there. It's just kind of scary.
Look, I think that it's very likely this is the only trial that we are going to get before Election Day. And this case is not a slam dunk, which means that
this case is not a slam dunk. It's not a slam. I thought it was like people, oh, Donald Trump, he obviously committed a crime. What was the crime? I don't know, but he committed one. Well, how do you not know? The prosecution finally today says that the crime was election interference. Actually, one of the members of the prosecution called it overt voter fraud. I thought there was no voter fraud. Oh, there was voter fraud in 2016 when Trump won. But there was no voter fraud in 2020 when Biden won. Overt voter fraud. Wait a second. I thought that's denying an election. Where's Jack Smith? Indict the assistant district attorney, Mr. Steinglass, in Manhattan. Indict him. He is denying the results of an election that was certified. Where's the, am I wrong? This is one tier of justice. Not two, it's one. The left way or no way. All right. We come back on the other side of this sponsor break. We're going to play the amazing footage from the Trump Bronx rally. I got to tell you, folks, I have had the opportunity to talk to Matt Brown over the course of time. We've shared some ideas. The Fouch was great.
He's awesome.
He's a great guy. Let me just tell you, someone who absolutely crushed it. Oh my gosh. I was watching his video. I was like, this is awesome. He's in our chat. And he wants to empower people. You know who loved it? His footage? Scott Pressler. Because, you know, Scott remembers people he talks to, and Matt spoke with him not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Right? Matt crushed it on this footage. And there's about 14 minutes of it on his Twitter. I've got four clips from it that I like the most. But we're going to get to that in just a second. You're going to love it. And this is what is making the left freak out, folks. Specifically what these people are saying. They're telling you that none of this took place ever. They're saying none of it. No, that's not how voters think. It was all white people. Oh, yeah, it was all white people. Watch just a minute. The only white person that I'm going to show you wasn't even a Trump supporter. We love it. But first, I got to get to a word from our friends over at AmmoSquared.com. That is Ammo Squared, AmmoSquared.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I love this. I love this company. I love this project they've got going on, this product. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically, ladies and gentlemen, automatically. You know what that means? That means you don't have to worry about it. Set it and forget it, ammo purchasing. Pick your calibers. Set your budget. And select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time, and it's delivered automatically when you want it. It's a unique way to invest in ammunition. Buy low, dollar cost average over time, and then cash out when prices rise or take delivery and skip the high prices in the market. Don't worry about dealing with heavy cases of ammo in your garage. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in seconds with just a few clicks. That is effortless ammunition management. Folks, if you're a customer, there's no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget and then watch it grow over time like a savings account. Customers can even buy less than a box and even less than a single round. Fractional rounds of ammo, just like fractional shares of stock on Robinhood or fractional pieces of cryptocurrency. Ammo adds up over time until it becomes full boxes and then it's shippable, and you get free shipping for orders over $250. That is AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. Next up is Insurity Financial Services. We're going to talk a little bit about life insurance, ladies and gentlemen. InsurityFinancialServices.com. InsurityFinancialServices.com. You see it on your screen right there for you, folks. Go to InsurityFinancialServices.com today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation. With life insurance, your health buys the policy. Your dollars pay the premium. So call or schedule today. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace. With personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. That is InsurityFinancialServices.com. 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 Schedule your life insurance consultation today. And if you can't remember how to spell it, there's a QR code. Top right-hand portion of your screen, you see it right there. That'll bring you right to InsurityFinancialServices.com. And you can check them out today. We'd appreciate that. Get your life insurance consultation. Don't get caught with your pants down. You know, it's not a good thing to happen. If you get caught with your pants down, it could tend to be a bit embarrassing. Not good. All right. On we go. Hit that thumbs up button, ladies and gentlemen. You know that helps us fly up the chart. We need you to hit the thumbs up button. Send this show to new heights. I've got amazing footage that came out of that Trump Bronx rally coverage. Unless you're following Matt Brown on Twitter, you will not have seen this already. Thank you to Matt for sending me the full video here. This was very well done. I believe it was him and his son who recorded everything. This is some really cool stuff. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, the left is absolutely losing it. They are melting down. Absolutely melting down. It is really bad. So let me show you the first clip. A former Democrat in the Bronx attending Donald Trump's rally in the Bronx. This was last Thursday. Matt Brown interviewing rally goers at the Trump rally. This is why the left is freaking out, because of what people like this are saying about the upcoming election. Watch this.
I was a lifelong Democrat. I voted Democrat. You Puerto Rican, you know, you Spanish, you live in the hood, you're supposed to vote Democrat. But once you start waking up to, you know, the biggest mistake they did.
Time out. She's Puerto Rican, so I have to, you know, I just got to do something real quick. Since she's Puerto Rican, I have to just let everybody know. This is why Joe Biden panders, right, to the Puerto Rican community. She says Puerto Ricans are expected to vote Democrat, right?
And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically. And so we came here for a long time, both for business and pleasure sense.
There you go. Puerto Rican community, Puerto Rican Joe here. Watch this again.
I was a lifelong Democrat. I voted Democrat. You Puerto Rican, you know, you Spanish, you live in the hood, you're supposed to vote Democrat. But once you start waking up to, you know, the biggest mistake they did was mess with Trump, because that woke up a lot of people. And what they're doing now is waking up even more people. So it's, you would never guess all these people here for Trump. You would never see it before. You couldn't even see that in 2020. You wouldn't see it. But now you're seeing it. The worst thing they did is do what they do. What they're doing to him is it's just making it easier for us to go on the other side. What they're doing to us, the American people and the working class, you're making us go somewhere else. You're losing votes. I would never, ever, ever, ever vote for them ever again. Not locally, not no state, federal, nothing.
Never, ever, ever, ever. You heard that? See how, you know, AOC likes to try and sound like Puerto Rican? Right? She's like, oh, listen, okay, listen. That's a real Puerto Rican from the Bronx. AOC is a fake Puerto Rican from Yorktown Heights. That woman, we are never, ever, ever, ever going to vote for Democrat again. Never. Yeah, I'm not messing with her. All right? Because that's the type of person right there that she will cut you up quick. She's from the Bronx. They're tough. All right. Shout out to, it was Matt Brown's son-in-law, Alamode Films. I shot that. That's just one, folks. You see that? This is somebody who used to be a Democrat. This is someone the Democrats will look at her now and they will hate her. H-A-T-E. They will hate that woman. You say, why would they hate that woman? Because she stepped off the plantation and she's gone. What did they used to do to fugitive slaves? They would whip them. They would kill them. They would chop off limbs. Folks, the Democrats are just as politically violent. If you think right now, what they're doing to Trump isn't designed to come after the rest of you. You just don't get it. It is not just about Donald Trump. That's why these whiny people on social, well, you know, Donald Trump, he hasn't earned my vote yet. If you don't elect this guy and we don't get somebody in there to dismantle this, you want to call it the deep state, the swamp, the blob, like Mike Benz calls it. If you don't get someone in there to dismantle it, they're coming for you. Was I right or was I right about crypto? Was I not saying this ever since we supported a crypto candidate on Long Island? Say, hey, they're going to come for crypto too. It's inherently. I have said it. No matter what you stand for, they are coming for you. Do you understand me? You are not immune to it. There is no vaccine. There is nothing. I don't care if you don't like crypto or you don't like some of these other. They're coming for you. I know conservatives who are vegans, right? And it's like, well, that's weird that they don't really go. Whatever. You want to eat the way you want to eat? That's fine. They'll come for nutrition. They'll come for the bugs. You have to eat bugs. Fitness enthusiasts. Running. has been linked to white supremacy. Running! That's funny, because I go to the gym fairly regularly, and there's people of all different races running. Fitness is white supremacy. Bitcoin is white supremacy. Donald Trump is white supremacy. Being a Republican is white supremacy. You know, wanting to start a family is white supremacy. Financial freedom is white. It's all, they're coming for everybody. Everybody. And that is why this person right here, you see what she said? Well, the Democrats haven't done it. I'm never voting for them again. I've woken up. She's not the only one. How do I know that? Because we have another clip. That Matt Brown. Matt did a fantastic job with his son-in-law, Alamode Films, at this rally in the Bronx. He's a natural. Matt Brown is a natural. I think Matt used to be a teacher, so he's got that good, you know, interpersonal. He's got the skills with a Z. Matt Brown. He's got skills, but he's great. He's really good. Watch this. Here we go. Here's the second clip here. Watch.
If you look at the policies and you get your information right, then you'll understand why people are out here. I think a lot of people just, they see what's on social media and the first thing they think is, oh my gosh, like he's a racist. But it's like, who's telling you that? Is it just the media, or you didn't do any of your information?
There's no way he's not racist. He's not racist at all. Not even a piece.
Probably the group that is most difficult for Trump to persuade to support him would be women, and actually particularly African American women, women of color. So, could you explain your thoughts on that? Why do you think that is, and maybe how could that possibly change?
I think number one is ignorance. I think people are listening to the mainstream media and hearing talking points without researching to find out policy. They're looking at a man, and when it literally comes to voting, you need to look at policies that align for you and your family. It's not about what he said, what he did, because they're all politics. That's all it is. It's politics. So once you understand that they're going to do certain things, they have speech writers to make them look a certain way or to act a certain way. You put that aside, and then you just start to look at policies. How is it going to benefit you and your family in the long run?
Wait, I think this is a huge visit. There's so many people here who came to see Trump today. And, yeah, I've been registering people. I've registered Democrats. People said, look, Lou, I love you. I want to register, but I got to vote Democrat. And I say, cool. I'm not trying to convince you otherwise. I'm just trying to show you that there's a different way. You don't always have to give them your vote. And I think that in New York City, we've done that. We've given Democrats our vote our entire lives. Right. Our grandparents, our grandmothers, and everybody have given them our votes. And I just think that, yo, nothing's changed. We need something drastic. And let's do it.
What is it that brought you to the movement as a woman?
My kids. My kids' future. My grandson's future. It's horrible. I don't want this country for my kids. We need somebody that's on our side, that's for America. Now, nobody else, everybody else could get help, but you know, we are come first. There's so many people, especially here in the South Bronx, that need help, but we're not getting it because it has to go somewhere else, to another country, to other people that come illegally here. Like, do it the right way and we'll be fine.
There you go. Hey, listen, she sounds like someone who's been a conservative for years. That was a great question that Matt asked her. What brought you to this movement as a woman? What'd she say? Her kids. Folks, please listen, please. The Democrats are trying to take that type of voter away with abortion. It's their only shot. We could talk all day about Dominion, voting machines, absentee ballots. I'm telling you this right now, today. That type of voter, it doesn't even a minority, a female with children. They're trying to take that voter away from us with abortion. Oh, the Republicans are coming after women's rights. Oh, it's reproductive health. She said, because she has children and she realizes that Republicans are better off for this country, or that Trump, better off for this country, because he's going to, what is he going to do? He's going to put us first. She says she's tired of seeing her money going to other countries while we get nothing. That's a great job Matt did, pulling that out of her. He's a good interview with this guy. It's good. Matt Brown. Matt of color. He's doing great. Here we go. Here's another clip from the Bronx rally. This is with Jedi. His name's actually Jedi. Wait until you hear this story. This is a story, folks, about Jedi. This is a really cool segment. Take a look at this.
Okay, so I'm here with Jedi. Yes, that's right. Jedi, as in Star Wars. So how did you get that name?
Oh, I had the name since I was young, since about 12 years old.
How long have you been a Trump supporter?
Since I've known him, since I was very young. Since young kid, prior to him being in The Apprentice, prior to him, when he started off with his dad as a young guy. So I've been watching him for quite some time. I've always loved Trump.
So you mentioned to me before that you were a Democrat, but you changed parties. Why?
Why? Because why? It's obvious. He's the man. He's the one to go for. He's the one that's going to save this country.
And how did that process work, switching from Democrat to Republican?
I went over. I went to vote in 2016, I believe. And I remember registering, switching over to Republican. And, okay, and that was that. Recently, I just found out that we still noted as Democrat.
So you switched?
They never changed it.
They never changed? Oh, wow. So here's Jedi. Return of the Jedi. He's great. He said the force is strong with him. It is, very much. The force is strong with him. Now, let me go back through this now. The first woman, the first clip we played was a Puerto Rican woman. The second clip, we had an African-American woman, the same Puerto Rican woman in the first clip, and it looked like a Latino gentleman, okay? The third clip is Jedi. Jedi is a Latino. Actually, we have not found any white people yet. Interesting. The only white person is Matt Brown. And he's not white. He's Brown. That's his last name. He's white. Who cares? Okay. I have all right, here we go. That's it. The left is right. It was all white people at this rally in the Bronx. It was all. How come the only white person that Matt Brown seemed to find is voting for Biden? This is the funniest thing. It's a nice conversation that Matt had with this female, this woman. Okay. Probably handled it better than I would. I would have been like, what, are you crazy? This is the woman. He interviewed this woman. He found her. And I will say this. Matt found his way, the full clip, to all different parts of this rally. The counter-protesters. There's a part that says, F Donald Trump, F Joe Biden, too. That's the genocide Joe people, the Palestine people. That Biden, by the way, needs those people. And they're not going to vote for him, apparently. But then there's this woman. And I feel bad for her a little bit because she's clearly brainwashed, spouting out talking points. Look at the Biden support. Look, listen to what she says and contrast that to what those other folks said about why they would be supporting Biden. Listen to what she says, but specifically to the end of what she says, because this highlights a larger problem for the Biden campaign. Take a look at this.
So I just want to ask you who you're supporting at the presidential level in 2024 and why.
Okay, so this is the thing. Biden was my fifth choice in the Democratic primary in 2020. And there's no other choice, and so I will be most likely voting for Biden. I'm not really happy about it.
Most likely. And I'm not happy about it. So you have a group of people. Again, she's not the only person who feels that way. We can go back to that clip on CNN, Lee Zeldin talking about enthusiasm, right, in the Michigan primary. Remember that? We had that clip, but Zeldin was like, well, you know, the uncommitted votes. Remember this?
You know, there's a big enthusiasm gap. If you look right now, there's, you know, 26-27% of the vote in between the Democratic turnout, the Republican turnout. The Republican turnout is right now far trouncing the Democratic turnout. And that's the percentage of the total vote that we're waiting to come in. It'll be interesting to see what comes in from Wayne County. Yes, I get that. But President Trump's number at the moment is actually more than all of the Democratic Party primary voters together. So I would say that President Trump, when looking at the amount of people who are coming out to vote for him tonight, mm-hmm. would be very encouraged by the amount of votes that Anderson he is getting compared to all the Democrats.
Okay. Anderson Cooper says, we got to go. Pull the plug on this because it's highlighting this massive enthusiasm gap. And we just played that clip that Matt Brown got at the Trump rally in the Bronx talking about this. It was this woman who was saying, well, I'm most likely voting for Biden, but I'm not happy about it. And she may wind up going out to the polls because she's out there counter-protesting Trump. This means a lot to her. But if there are other people who are not exactly thrilled that they have to vote for Joe Biden, you think they're going to do it? You think all of them are going to do it? Those people who were not exactly thrilled about Biden in 2020, like this woman, went out because COVID and Trump, and they thought he meant to, you know, drink bleach and the Russia stuff. These people now, they're not enthusiastic about voting for Joe. They're not. She admitted it. And that brings me to this final point here, right? I've been saying this for a while. We had corroboration now from a Politico leak, a leak to Politico, that the Biden campaign is freaking out. That there is fear now among many high-ranking Democrat fundraisers, donors, operatives, etc., about Joe Biden's chances. I have been saying this for a while. They know that they are positioned to lose. They know it. Now, they're not going to give up. They're not. I watch Gator Boy Paul, right, on Instagram all the time. Gator Boys 7 or Gator Boys Outdoors on YouTube. He's cool. And there was a time he cornered one of those little gators. And that thing tried to tear off his leg. It's not just going to give up without a fight. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm saying we got to tire them out. I'm saying we got to demoralize them. Because we just covered in the beginning. The Democrats are afraid. They are afraid. They're not cocky. They're not confident. They are afraid. You can get a couple of on Twitter running their mouths. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump, orange. He's going to go to jail, blah, blah, blah. But the operatives and the ones that are running these campaigns are terrified right now. They are freaking out right now because of what I just played for you. The clips that Matt got at the rally with his son-in-law, Alamode Films. What a tremendous, what a great job that was. You know, because Matt's a regular guy. He's talented. He's smart. His son-in-law. Very good at what he does with this film. The footage looked great. The audio sounded fantastic. But these are normal Americans talking to other normal Americans about what brought them out. That's the truth. That's the essence of the truth. The general conversation. You're in front of the camera. This is what it is. It's great. Thank you so much for compiling that footage because it's very insightful. And it debunks a lot of what the left says about that Bronx rally. Oh, it was all white people. Well, the only white person in that footage was voting for Joe. So you have all of that. And I think it is, if you want to watch the full, it's at the Matt Brown on Twitter, B-R-O-W-N-E. You can watch the full clip. It's on his Twitter. And I retweeted it as well on my Twitter. But the Matt Brown, B-R-O-W-N-E. Democrats are a cornered animal, and that is when they become very dangerous. They will lash out at anything that poses a threat. Anything, okay? Whether you're the Puerto Rican voter who used to vote Democrat in the Bronx, who's now voting Trump, they're going to lash out at you. You're part of the LGBT, they're going to lash out at you. If you do anything slightly out of line of what the regime wants, they're going to lash out at you. They are going to crack that whip. They need to make sure that everybody that they have right now, they still have, stays in line because they're bleeding out. They're bleeding out, and they will come for anybody who poses a threat to their power. Nutrition, diet, exercise, the arts, cryptocurrency, anything that presents a threat to their power, they will come for. And they are coming for. And it's evident now. They are freaking out. All right. I want to get to a word from our friends, OFP Farms. They're great. Wonderful, wonderful people. OFPFarms.com. That is Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. OFPFarms.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Father's Day is right around the corner. Now, OFP Farms, as you know, is a family-owned and operated, patriotic, America-first goat farm that provides quality goat milk products for everyday use. And right now, the OFP family is currently honoring fathers with exquisite custom Father's Day gift sets that are both thoughtful, right? Thoughtful, as well as luxurious. Here are some of the key reasons why OFP Farms stands out in creating incredible gift sets. We love OFP Farms. We love their Father's Day gift sets. Folks, they're featuring quality products, folks. They're known for using high-quality products in their gift sets, ensuring that the recipient receives items that are both luxurious and meaningful. They pay extreme attention to detail. OFP Farms pays attention to every detail on their gift sets, from the packaging to the presentation, ensuring that each gift feels special and thoughtfully curated. They love, they're obsessed with customer satisfaction. With thousands of five-star reviews, OFP Farms has a proven track record of satisfying customers and exceeding expectations with their gift sets. And they add an amazing personal touch. They understand the importance of honoring the special people in your life. OFP Farms. They are aware of the multiple options available, and each purchase brings joy and gratitude for the customers who consistently support OFP Farms and their amazing mission. Please visit OFP Farms' website at ofpfarms.com and take an extra 15% off of already. Folks, this is 15% off on top of the already discounted Father's Day gift sets. Don't forget to use the promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, on ofpfarms.com on your Father's Day gift sets. ofpfarms.com, ofpfarms.com, promo code LFA for 15% off. Thank you, OFP Farms. Last but not least, folks, I want to play one more video for you. It is Chuck Schumer saying the quiet part out loud about the illegals. Let me know if you catch it. Watch this.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are.
Okay, we want a path to citizenship for all of the undocumented, right? Why do you think that is? Because they want to give them the right to vote. They are losing a lot of people in those big city centers. They need to replace them. Now, I thought that was a conspiracy theory, the great replacement. Well, according to Chuck Schumer, it is not a conspiracy theory. That is exactly what they're looking to do. And while he didn't say, we want to give them the right to vote, he said he wants to give them a path to citizenship. And as you know, it is the right of every U.S. citizen to vote. Of course, taking felonies into account, etc., maybe not in certain circumstances. But that's the goal. The right to vote, citizenship, that's what it's all about. All right, we got those two stories. I want to talk about that Chicago illegal who was arrested 10 times and the story out of New Zealand, but we don't have any time today. So we will do that tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll be taking your calls in the second half of the show, 631-527-4545, 631-527-4545. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope this was a fun one for everybody. We seem to have a good time. Thank you to Matt Brown and his son-in-law, Alamode Films, for that amazing, amazing content out of the Trump rally in the Bronx. It is what the left is freaking out over. When they see clips like that, content like that coming out of a deep blue area, they know there's a lot of cracks in the foundation, a lot of holes in the dam, and not enough plugs. Sooner or later, the whole thing's going to burst. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We got Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 p.m. Eastern. And Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8 p.m. Eastern as well. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hope everybody has a great rest of their Tuesday. We got a live show tomorrow. Special guest joining us at on Thursday, Nick DeMondi, the Blockchain Basement. Folks, come into that show with an open mind. Learn about crypto from somebody who knows a lot more about it than I do. We had a great conversation. We'll be running that on Thursday as well. So we're excited to have that as well. As Donald Trump continues to go all in on saving crypto and embracing it as something that the United States can build its future on in terms of global competition. Very important. So don't miss that on Thursday. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Make sure that you are following us anywhere you get your podcasts, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere. Search for Ungoverned, hit subscribe. It's totally free. Sign up for our email list. We're going to be adding a few tweaks to the emails. A couple of cool ideas just came in. I'll be personalizing it a little bit, so that'll be kind of cool, give you a little insight to what we've been doing. FarishMedia.com. Grab a custom message. Happy birthday, anniversary, Father's Day. You want to punk a friend. You want a voicemail greeting. Those always are big. FarishMedia.com. You can buy those there on the website. We greatly appreciate that support. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Hit the thumbs up button on the way out. Make sure you're following this channel before you go today. And we will catch you right here, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV for Ungoverned, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Monday through Friday. We are done for today, but we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow evening.